Welkom allemaal bij een bonusaflevering van de Waterstofpodcast van EcoRunner Team Delft. Deze bonusaflevering ziet er iets anders uit dan normaal en we hebben twee hele bijzondere gasten bij ons aan tafel zitten vandaag. Onze gasten spreken Engels, dus bij deze gaan we nu switchen naar het Engels. Today, Twan and I are going to find out what the new generation knows and thinks about sustainability. This new generation is the hope of our planet, and we'll have to fix all the problems caused by habits of the older generations. They will hopefully succeed in building a lifestyle that will be kind to our environment, and luckily, they seem very determined to do so. So let's hear what they have to say. Sitting at our table today, we have two special guests, Dustin and Rebecca, from the International School Delft. Hi, Dustin and Rebecca. Thank you so much for joining us here today and being a guest at our podcast. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves by saying your name, your age, and if you already have a clue, say what you want to be when you grow up.
So I'm Dustin and I'm 10 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be like a maker and an engineer because I really like to make stuff in my workshop at home.
Oh, cool. What do you make?
I just make like random things. I just think of something, I grab the materials, and I just start tinkering.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, and how about you, our other guest?
My name's Rebecca. I'm 9 years old, and I want to be an artist when I grow up.
Oh, wow. What kind of artist do you know?
Mostly I'm drawing and stuff because I really like to do that.
Okay, cool. So maybe you can draw the designs of the things he's going to make later on.
That's a good one.
So today, as I already explained to you guys, we want to talk about sustainability. We want to find out what your generation knows about sustainability and how you guys are working on building a sustainable world. Because all our hope is, you know, focused on you guys. You're going to have to save the planet.
Yeah.
So, Dustin, if I can start with you. Sustainability. If you hear that word, what comes to mind, and how would you maybe define the word sustainability?
In my opinion, sustainability is like taking care of the planet, like being like able to use less resources, but then still make the same thing. So like asking for less, using less. So that's in my opinion. So like saving the environment sort of thing.
Wow, that's a beautiful definition.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Rebecca, do you have anything that you would want to add on to that?
What I think about it is helping society and the natures grow together so they can both be in harmony, so they can both live.
Another beautiful definition. I don't think I could have done that better myself. So, wow, you guys really have a good idea of what sustainability needs. Does this mean that you talk about it in school, I guess, or have you learned this somewhere, or where did you learn this definition?
I've kind of learned it over the years of what it means. We also talk about it a lot in eco, about what
eco is it one of your classes?
Yeah, no, it's a club that we sign up for, so then we can like help and do stuff for the planet.
Oh, really? But it's from school. It's a project from school you sign
it's
up
from
for?
School.
What are things that you did? I mean, besides, obviously, with the Eco Club, you came here one day, right, to check out our car?
Yeah, so with the Eco Team, we actually, we think of new ideas for our school because we're in this project called the Green Flag. So you need to win, like, specific certificates. And, like, the school levels up until you eventually get the Green Flag. And that means you're, like, officially an eco school. So we're the ones that actually put out the ideas. So we're actually the student council eco team. So let's just say an eco student council.
Okay, cool.
And why did you sign up for this? What gave you the idea to think of, I want to be in the eco team?
I really like helping the planet because nature should have a chance to be in our world in a better place.
Once again, a beautiful answer.
Yeah.
So, like Rebecca said earlier, all of us should live in harmony. So we should just like help save the planet, make better choices, and just plant more trees and do things that help the environment.
What I'm curious about is, okay, we have to do things better nowadays, right? How do you guys feel about how we're treating our planet right now?
Right now, it's like a lot of people are like, for example, in different countries, also there's like right now war in Ukraine, there's like a whole bunch of things. And people are just not doing a lot because they think about sustainability and then they say, what can I do? But then they don't think about a little thing can also do big impact.
Yeah,
so even if you just plant like a little garden or just make a compost pile, that's already a difference. So you just keep making small steps to do big things.
Yeah, and if everybody does that, then the world will become a better place.
Exactly.
So you think everyone should start with themselves?
Yeah. Yes. And then start to
and
go
then
in
start
groups.
With everybody yeah. else.
And so you gave a few examples, like already, you know, separating compost. What are other small things that you guys do nowadays or that you're aware of that we could do?
So, like I said, we can do like planting, we can do compost, we can also use local products like local fruit trees or wherever you live, there's always something local to eat. And we can use less resources and ask for less presents at Christmas, for example. Because then the companies don't need to go through all those resources and also the oil that will also make the earth go bad. So then you're basically using less resources.
So more minimalistic approach
yes.
to everything
exactly.
you're doing. Just live yeah. with less. All right.
And you're okay with that? You're
yeah,
okay with
I
getting
mean,
less
yeah.
presents for Christmas?
Yeah, because
yeah, that's fine.
You're actually
like, yeah.
you're actually getting a thing. You're helping the environment, and that's getting a nice feeling that you're helping something.
So that would be the most beautiful present for Christmas you could get.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, that's amazing. That's really amazing that you guys think that way. Okay, and Rebecca, could you think of other things that you could do to maybe, save the environment, or at least, you know, be better for the environment?
As he said, sometimes you can just do the smallest things to make the biggest difference, because like if you just plant a tree, that's making like more air, because we need nature to survive too, so we shouldn't get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So doing the smallest thing is better.
Great. And do you guys talk with each other or with your friends about, you know, sustainability? And you know, if you see someone maybe throwing plastic on the ground, would you want to tell that person, hey, throw that away?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but usually nowadays you don't see people do that because, like, mm-hmm. Usually you're, like, doing something else or you're not focused enough, because some people don't actually focus enough to actually say something, or, like, they're just too careless about it.
Yeah.
Okay, but with your friends, you guys talk about the environment?
Yeah, sometimes we
yeah.
do, actually.
Yeah.
But in Eco, we talk about it the most.
Yeah, at Eco Team, yeah, we usually do that. So, like, a lot of times when I see, like, somebody spit bubble gum or something like that out, I just say, hey, just pick that up and throw it in the trash instead of just, like, spitting it out somewhere.
And how did they react?
They would, like, sometimes just, like, sigh because they didn't want to do it. They were just, like, a bit lazy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually they do it.
And when you talk with your friends about the subject, what do you talk about, or what do you...
Well, sometimes if we would talk about it, then I would say, like, it's better to do something little. And, like, maybe, like, when I sometimes see my friends just leaving, like, the compost in the other bin, I say, like, oh, we have a compost bin, so, like, you can actually put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just reminding them that you can do something, but you have to actually play by the rules to
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. Create good habits.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because, like, if you start doing one habit, for example, like, just, like, reading a book every day,
mm-hmm.
that also works, so then you keep doing that until it eventually becomes something you just, like, forever do. For example, like, planting a seed, like, every week, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a routine that you can eventually do.
Okay, and then, like, within your household, for example, do you, is sustainability something you talk about with your parents? Is it something that they try to teach you?
Well, yeah, so because my family tries to be as sustainable as possible, because we're going to start a garden, a nice, like, compost pile. So, yeah, in my family, my mom and dad and my family members also taught me, like, how to care for the environment and to make sure that everything we do is environmentally friendly. I mean, sometimes we could, like, maybe do something accidentally or bad, but then again, you can learn from that and then make it better.
Exactly. I mean, it is hard to be 100% sustainable. It's almost impossible, actually, because you need stuff and you need to take a shower and you need you
but
need
like,
to.
If you can't be 100%, but other people can add up together, so then everybody can be like 1% together.
Yeah, exactly. We it's definitely something that we need to do together, and we need to start talking about it together. I think is what we think.
Yeah, definitely.
So spread the word to be a better place.
Exactly, and give everybody tips. You know, because I mean, some people might not think of planting a seed will be better for our environment, but if you guys tell them, then yeah, everybody might. By the end of the year, have their own little garden. Another thing I wanted to ask you guys, are you ever scared about the future and about what our planet's going to be like in a couple of years?
I mean, sometimes I am. I mean, when I read books, I think about, like, it could be that something could run out or something. So I do. But then I try and think about the good things that might happen and then focus on those instead of actually focusing on the bad things.
And what are the good things that will happen, you think?
So, like there will be more trees, like futuristic, like environmentally friendly cars and mobility, like the EcoRunner.
Yeah.
So I probably see a lot of, like, those cars and the EcoRunner and all sorts of, like, hydrogen and nice energy that is good for the environment running around. So I try and think about the good things.
Good. Well, we'll definitely, we want to hold on to that thought and talk about that the sustainable cars later on. But first, Rebecca, how about you?
Well, sometimes I'm scared that the future will get worse and people will use more bad things in the world. But then I look about what other people are doing about how they can help the world. And then I think, oh, maybe there's an actual better chance about it. So, like, that's why I want to be a part of that, too. And also, when you're, like, maybe you're reading a book, you don't think about the tree that's been cut down to make this book. So maybe if you finish that book, if you read it and you don't use it anymore, you could, like, give it to someone else so they don't have to buy a new book and we don't have to cut down more trees.
So people should be more aware of what they're using and where everything comes from.
Yeah,
and recycling.
Reuse, recycle, and compost.
Yeah, I mean, I think sustainability is a very important word, but almost inseparable is the word recycling. If we just start giving all the products we use a second or third or maybe even fourth life, that'd be so much better.
Destin, you just talked about hydrogen and the future of mobility. This is, of course, the hydrogen podcast. I was wondering, what do you think about that?
So if I see pictures of the future, I think I try and imagine my own thing. So then I think about the EcoRunner running around or other also sustainable cars that are running on hydrogen and other nice materials, like I said earlier. And also, like, flying cars that would be also cool that are also running on that same energy. And everything is just green and environmentally awesome.
Environmentally awesome. We should aspire to reach that. You say flying cars. Why do you think the cars will fly?
Because, I mean, technology is developing rapidly these days because people are inventing new things and adding to their technology. For example, maybe in the year, like, 2050, this microphone could be as small as, for example, like an earring or something like that. So it could be as small as something. So even, like, the big things now, they can be forced into something small. For example, back in, like, the 19s and, like, the 80s, they had, like, a supercomputer that was the size of the room. Nowadays, you have a computer that is basically the size of a laptop.
Yeah.
So then things will become more advanced. That's why I think flying cars.
And that's also something you want to work on?
I would like to work on a flying car that is, like, sustainable and environmentally friendly.
Okay, cool.
Okay, you know, Tvon is a mechanical engineer. So if you want to know all about mechanical engineering, you have to talk to Tvon.
I'm going to talk to him.
Ask away.
Okay, Rebecca, what do you remember about our hydrogen car when you guys came here? You want to tell us?
Well, I remember that you were trying to make, like, a kind of eco car so it would be better for the environment, and you show how technology can be used for a good too.
Yeah. Okay, great. And so in class, did you guys also already learn about hydrogen?
The reason I actually know about hydrogen is because I first saw it in a science book. So I read a page about all the elements, and I saw hydrogen. Then a lot of time later, I read a magazine. I can't remember the name. So it was about, it had a whole picture about the sustainable system of using hydrogen to power a gas station and that's
what kind of book was this? Sorry,
This was a magazine.
Magazine. Okay.
Yeah. So I couldn't remember it exactly, but it would always come in the post, and I would just look in it to find something interesting.
Okay. Yeah. So that's interesting that you read that in a magazine. There. We want to know more about the future and what you guys would want the future to look like. So, Rebecca, can I start with you? If you think of the future, what would you want to see?
Well, I would want to see humans and animals in peace. So nature and humans, as I said before, can live in peace together. So we can have a better world and environment. So everybody can just have a happy life, even the animals. And so, yeah.
And if you could talk to the leaders of the world, what would you tell them? You have 30 seconds, you can say something to them. What do you want to say?
Plant more trees, do not use that much oil.
All right.
Plant more trees and don't use that much oil, yes.
Good answer.
So my opinion, the future, like I said, flying cars, the Eco Runner, other cars that are powered nicely. And I wouldn't, so a lot of pictures about the future are about cities that are all blue, and there's nothing really green in them, actually. So I would like there to be it would be a lush green environment, and people would all be recycling things and composting. And like Rebecca said, everybody is in peace with the animals, and this world could be better for another 2 million years.
Great. And your Great message answer. To the world leaders?
So to the world leaders, I would say, if you don't do something now, then in time, we won't have actually a planet to live on. So we need to take action and do things that are environmentally friendly, even if it's just small things. Small things can turn into big steps.
Yeah, because when you're in war, you don't really think about the environment. You just are thinking about what you're going to do in the war and how you're going to attack the people, but then you're destroying the environment with other things, and you don't realize.
Yeah, so we need to always keep the environment in mind.
We always need to.
And we have to act now. Yeah, those are great things. I hope they're listening. Let's email them this podcast. So they might be listening. Well, Dustin and Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you guys enjoyed talking.
Yeah, I definitely
enjoyed
it.
Really fun talking to you guys.
Fun. Yeah.
You know so much already. You're amazing.
Yeah. I think it's great that you guys are talking about this and learning about this on such a young age. And I definitely am going to advise every school to have an eco class, because I think it's amazing. So good for you guys, and hope to see you soon.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Definitely come back.
They have free water bottles. Yeah.
The Waterstof Podcast. The Waterstof Podcast.